This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The inflamed tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran over the execution of a Shiite cleric by Saudi Arabia is widening as nations take sides and the region threatens to divide along sectarian lines. The U.S. seems to be nowhere to be found on this one. The Saudis in particular have decided to just bypass the U.S. and take matters into their own hands, feeling snubbed by the U.S. for a whole variety of reasons. Robin Wright is a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars and contributing writer for The New Yorker. Her book, Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World, made some predictions about this precise scenario. Robin, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, John.
So do you think that the sectarian divide that you've noted in your writing in many years past is coming to some sort of head here?
Well, this is one of the most precarious moments in a long-standing conflict between Shiites and Sunnis, but particularly between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And it jeopardizes not just the stability in the Gulf, but four very important peace initiatives now underway that are supposed to come to some kind of fruition this month. One is the Syrian peace talks between the government and the opposition, a critical part of fighting ISIS. The headway made by the Iraqis for the first time against ISIS, both militarily and politically, the Iran nuclear deal, which was supposed to be implemented this month, and then the Yemen peace talks, which have been very precarious since the collapse of a ceasefire on the very day that Saudi Arabia executed the Shiite cleric.
Would you say that the U.S. is mishandling this or getting used to a new Saudi role in the region? What does Secretary Kerry say about this Saudi role? Are they trying to derail all of these initiatives that you spoke of?
Secretary Kerry has been engaged in talking with both the Iranian leadership as well as his Saudi counterparts. And it's clear, though, that the United States has limited influence. Ironically, perhaps a little bit more with the Iranians today than with the Saudis. You have a new king in Saudi Arabia who has taken some of his own actions, particularly using his very young son as his chief advisor, getting involved in Yemen civil strife, as well as backing some of the groups in Syria. Because of the nuclear deal, Iran and the United States actually have a means of dialogue. So the dynamics, the kind of balance of power in this confrontation has shifted a little bit.
Would you say the U.S. has abdicated some role here that it would normally play a stronger hand? Or is this just a new reality that the U.S. is trying to get used to?
I think it's a little bit of a new reality. The United States has less influence globally, even though it is the world's major power, as we go through kind of a power shift in the 21st century, in the democratization among countries as well as within countries. And so I think there's limited influence. But the Saudis are in a precarious position because of the limited prices of oil, some of their own economic problems, and the overextension into Yemen. And of course, Iran thought this was going to be the month that sanctions would be lifted and it would be welcomed by the international community again. And suddenly, both countries face a different reality as well.
Is it your sense that Secretary Kerry saw this coming and understands that these are rapids and rocky roads ahead and that we're going to get through this on some level?
Well, I think the United States was taken off guard by the mass execution in Saudi Arabia, even though it was aware that the prominent Shiite cleric had been sentenced to death. And I think that it was disappointed by the reaction in Iran, that it thought that Iran was under a different president, was taking a more realistic line in its relations with the international community and was not going to engage in takeovers of embassies and might have acted faster than it did. The administration has done what it can, but I think that this is where you get the international community, the Russians, the UN, and others who will also be urging both countries to try to get this back on track. The danger is it doesn't happen anytime soon.
Robin Wright is a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars, contributing writer for The New Yorker. Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you.